This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces announces that the Islamic State group has been defeated after the remnants of the group hiding in caves within the town of Baghouz were flushed out. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden says that while there is cause for to claim victory, the coalition there has to prevent IS cells from rising up in that area and other parts of the world.
There's been debate over whether or not they get repatriated, and there have been tensions at the displaced persons camps where many of the women and children and other non-combatants have been held, where tensions at times have been running high, and where many of the thousands of people who evacuated Baghouz even in just the past week or so are still fervent ISIS supporters, fervent believers, and have been telling a journalist and anybody who will listen that the caliphate will indeed rise again.
VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden. At its height in 2014, IS ruled over large swaths of Syria and Iraq, boasting dual capitals in Raqqa, Syria, and Mosul, Iraq. Since then, the U.S.-led international coalition, along with partners on the ground, have rolled back the terror group's hold. Thousands of people gathered Friday for a mass funeral in a cemetery in New Zealand, where 26 of the 50 victims of a mass shooting at two mosques last Friday were buried. The youngest victim was 3 years old, who was buried. Family members used shovels and wheelbarrows to bury their loved ones. U.S. President Donald Trump Friday said he was ordering the withdrawal of recently announced North Korean-related sanctions imposed by the U.S. Treasury Department. It was not immediately clear what sanctions that Mr. Trump was referring to. There were no new sanctions on North Korea announced on Friday, but on Thursday, the United States blacklisted two Chinese shipping companies that it said helped North Korea evade sanctions over its nuclear weapons program. This is VOA News. After nearly 2 years of investigation, Special Counsel Robert Mueller has handed in his report on Russian interference in the 2016 election and any connection to President Trump's campaign. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
Before leaving the White House for Florida, President Trump used familiar words to try to discredit the report.
There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. Everybody knows it. It's all a big hoax. I call it the witch hunt.
And the president told Fox Business Channel he doesn't even like the creation of the Mueller team.
I have a deputy appoints a man to write a report on me to make a determination on my presidency. People will not stand for it.
The president called Robert Mueller a best friend to James Comey, who succeeded Mueller as FBI director. There's no evidence the two are close friends. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And the Senate's Democratic leader says the public deserves to see all of the Mueller report. AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the whole Mueller report and the supporting documentation should be made public, and no fair tipping the White House in advance.
Attorney General Barr must not give President Trump, his lawyers, or his staff any sneak preview of Special Counsel Mueller's findings or evidence.
Schumer says he expects public pressure to ensure the whole report is publicly released. Asked about reports that Mueller, who has issued 37 indictments, isn't planning any more, the New York Democrat says until the report is published, it's too soon to say anything about it. Warren Levinson, New York.
Aid agencies are scrambling to get life-saving aid to hundreds of thousands of survivors of a cyclone in Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UN says 1.7 million people are affected by that disaster, which has caused extensive damage to infrastructure, homes, and crops.
WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier says conditions in the temporary camps sheltering the displaced are squalid and ripe for disease outbreaks.
So there's lack of access to safe drinking water and sanitation. Means there is a high risk of cholera outbreak or other infectious diseases.
The WHO has sent a team of experts to oversee the operation in Mozambique. It also has sent emergency medical supplies, including malaria treatments, to cover the primary health care needs for 10,000 people for 3 months. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United States imposed sanctions on Venezuela's development bank, Bandees, a day after the Trump administration warned there would be consequences for the arrest of opposition leader Juan Guaido's top aide. The sanctions freeze assets belonging to the bank and its subsidiaries. Guaido, who invoked the Constitution to assume the interim president in January, has accused Bandees of being used by officials of Maduro's government to steal funds. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.